the ages, fearless and courageous, hands of a real man.
The evening news at 5, the AP News at 5 is sponsored by J&J Recycling and Salvage, buying cars and trucks, farm equipment, and scrap metal, and selling car and truck parts. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court's inserting itself squarely in this year's presidential election, Sagar Magani explains.
The High Court says it will decide if Donald Trump can be kept off the 2024 presidential ballot because of his bid to overturn his 2020 loss. The justices have agreed to take up his appeal of a Colorado Supreme Court ruling that he's ineligible for the state's ballot based on his role surrounding the Capitol riot. The Constitution's 14th Amendment bars some people who engaged in insurrection from holding public office. The U.S. Supreme Court has never ruled on the rarely used provision. The justices acknowledge they need to move fast since voters will soon start casting primary ballots. Arguments will be early next month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Speaking today near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, President Biden said Donald Trump's efforts to retake the White House threaten American democracy, as shown by his glorification of the January 6 rioters.
Instead of calling them criminals, he's called these insurrectionists patriots. They're patriots. And he promised to pardon them if he returns to office.
A former Colorado officer will spend 14 months in jail for killing Elijah McClain. The young black man was stopped by police while walking home in 2019. Randy Redima was one of three officers charged, but the only one found guilty. McClain's death helped galvanize racial justice protests in 2020. Wayne LaPierre, the longtime head of the National Rifle Association, is resigning. The news comes days before the start of a New York civil trial. LaPierre and other executives are accused of illegally diverting tens of millions of dollars and spending organization funds on personal trips, no-show contracts, and other questionable items. The nation's employers added a robust 216,000 jobs last month, while the unemployment rate held steady at 3.7%. This is AP News. How'd the markets react to today's jobs news? Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street ended a listless day with slight gains after reports showed workers are getting bigger raises, but also the key parts of the economy still don't look like they're overheating. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Friday. The benchmark index ended down for the week, its first losing week in the last 10. The Dow rose 25 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.1%. Treasury yields initially jumped after a report showed that the job market strengthened more than expected last month. That raised worries that the Federal Reserve could keep interest rates high. A later report said growth for services businesses slowed last month. That prompted traders to rebuild bets that the first cut to interest rates could come as soon as March. The yield on the 10-year Treasury wound up at 4.05%, slightly above where it was late Thursday. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thanks, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Seifert Realty, proudly assisting both buyers and sellers navigating through real estate transactions, results that move you. Increasing clouds and becoming cloudy tonight with a low of 26. Mostly cloudy with pockets of sunshine in the afternoon tomorrow. A 20% chance of some light scattered snow showers, high 35. And cloudy tomorrow night with a 20% chance of patchy light snow or flurries, low 27. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it's cloudy, and our current temperature is 33 degrees. Home sweet home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039. That's 608-604-6039. Or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com. Today is Friday, January 5th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. This morning at approximately 4:08, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a report of a one-vehicle semi-crash on Highway 151 northbound at the McAdam Road overpass, with a secondary semi-crash occurring moments later. Jason Beckman, age 49, from Lakeview, Iowa, was traveling northbound on Highway 151 in his 2014 Peterbilt semi-tractor and trailer when he left the roadway on the road's left side. Beckman struck a guardrail and continued traveling northbound, destroying approximately 150 yards of metal guardrail and wooden posts. The semi then struck the concrete guardrail barrier on the 151 bridge, causing the tractor and trailer to split. The trailer plummeted to the creek bed and roadway below. The trailer was loaded with pork belly and scattered throughout McAdam Road. At the same time, the tractor rolled on its passenger side and continued sliding northbound on Highway 151 across the bridge. The tractor came to rest, teetering over the edge of the bridge's concrete guardrail barrier on the north end. The engine separated from the tractor's cab and came to rest on the center line of Highway 151. Moments later, James Gordon, age 56, from Waverly, Iowa, was traveling northbound in his 2020 Kenworth pulling a fully loaded hopper trailer. Gordon struck the engine with the front driver's side of his rig, causing the front steering tires to be damaged. Gordon's vehicle veered right and slammed into the guardrail on the right side of the roadway. Gordon controlled his semi safely, and it came to rest on the shoulder of 151 on the right side of the roadway. Gordon was not injured in the crash. His tractor sustained disabling front end damages. The trailer was not damaged. Beckman's truck and trailer were both a total loss. Beckman sustained severe but non-life-threatening injuries in the crash and was transported to Mercy One Hospital in Dubuque. The northbound lane of Highway 151 were closed for approximately 9 hours while crews worked to clean up the wreckage. Though the crash is still under investigation, it is believed the crash occurred due to driver error. No apparent mechanical or environmental factors played a part in the cause of the crash. Citations are pending further investigation. Yesterday evening at approximately 10:34, Iowa County Sheriff's deputies made contact with an individual who had an outstanding warrant. As a result, Thomas D. Naughton, 54, of Blanchardville, was arrested on charges of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. Naughton was booked into the Iowa County Jail, where he remains. A Lafayette County couple charged in the death of a baby were in court Wednesday. Ted Allen reports.
The sheriff's office there was made aware of a possible child abuse case involving an infant in Belmont just before Christmas. After the sheriff's office learned that the baby involved died in a Madison hospital, an investigation led to the arrest of the baby's parents, 23-year-old Maria Guadalupe Atlawa Aguas and 24-year-old Azario Aguiar Gonzalez. The two are charged with first-degree reckless homicide and physical abuse of a child, repeated acts causing great bodily harm, both as a party to a crime. They were given a cash bond of $1 million. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Grant County Board of Supervisors has moved to hire a county administrator. The board voted 11-5 to move forward with creating the position. After years of tossing out the idea of a county administrator, the board turned the table. The county has been unable to fill its full-time finance director position. The cost of the administrator position is an estimated $120,000. The man charged with killing seven people at a 4th of July parade in 2022 asked to again be represented by public defenders after firing them last month. Robert Crimo III faces 21 counts of first-degree murder, 48 counts of attempted murder, and 48 counts of aggravated battery for the shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. A judge last month granted the 23-year-old Crimo's request to represent himself and moved up his trial date by a year. Crimo appeared in court briefly Friday, and the judge granted his request to reappoint the Lake County Public Defenders as his attorneys. Two consultants hired to analyze new state legislative boundary lines in Wisconsin after the state's high court tossed the current Republican-drawn maps will be paid up to $100,000 each. Under the terms of the contract made public yesterday, each consultant will be paid an hourly rate of $450 up to $100,000 total, which will be partially taxpayer-funded. The state director of courts has the authority to exceed the maximum amount if she determines it's necessary. Last month, the court ruled that the current legislative maps are unconstitutional because many districts aren't contiguous. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, who has pushed for full legalization of recreational marijuana, says he is open to a more limited medical marijuana legalization being promoted by the Republicans. The Democrat told the Associated Press on Wednesday that he would prefer to get it all done at once. But if medical marijuana legalization is all that can be done now, he'll be supportive of that. Republicans have been working behind closed doors for years on a medical marijuana bill, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said in December that they would unveil it this month. Republicans have repeatedly rejected full legalization. Wisconsin's Democratic governor opposes keeping Republican Donald Trump off the ballot in the battleground state, saying that those who think he should be disqualified can vote against him. Governor Tony Evers told the Associated Press in an interview Wednesday that in order for President Joe Biden to win Wisconsin, he must be a frequent visitor to the state and focus his message on his successes and issues that matter to the middle class, not just the argument that the fate of democracy is at stake. Four of the past six presidential elections in Wisconsin have been decided by less than a point. Have you shopped at a Sam's Club recently for some charcuterie meats? If so, it's time to check your refrigerator. There's a recall on certain ready-to-eat charcuterie sampler meats products from Busetto Foods of Mount Olive, New Jersey, with concerns that the products may be tainted with salmonella. They are also trying to determine if the products are related to a multi-state salmonella outbreak. The meat products were manufactured on October 30th of 2023. They are 18-ounce plastic tray packages. They are marked with a best if used date of April 27th, 2024. Local farmers are starting to get anxious with the lack of snow and high temperatures this winter, particularly potato farmers. They need certain low temperatures to help control the insects because the deeper the ground freezes, the more difficult it is for the bugs to munch on the farmers' crops. News 12 spoke with an Antigo farmer who said the Colorado potato beetle is the biggest threat. Farmers also want the snowpack because in spring it brings the melting snow and replenished groundwater. Most new and existing members of Wisconsin's Badger Care Plus and other Medicaid programs who are under age 19 can now keep their health insurance benefits for at least 12 months, even if their family's income increases or they no longer meet program rules. This new policy aims to improve health outcomes for children by stabilizing their access to care. States were required to implement this change made by Consolidated Appropriations Act passed by Congress in December 2022. Children enrolled in qualifying programs as of January 1, 2024, will be covered for 12 months, starting at their last application or renewal. For example, a child in a household that renewed in July of 2023 will keep benefits at least through June of 2024, even if the household reports an income change. New members under age 19 who enroll in a qualifying program on or after January 1, 2024, will also keep benefits for a full 12 months. Once the 12 months are over, they would complete a renewal process to see if they are still eligible. The current qualifying income threshold for children's coverage is 306% by the federal poverty level. Only a few specific events would end a child's coverage during the 12 months, such as the child turning 19 or moving out of state or a request from their parents or to disenroll. And people who live in rural communities live an average of 3 years fewer than urban counterparts and have a 40% higher likelihood of developing heart disease. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is committed to changing that. For efforts to optimize acute cardiac care and eliminate rural health care outcomes disparities, the Richland Hospital and Clinics has received the American Heart Association's Get With the Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Rural Recognition Bronze Award for both non-ST elevation acute coronary syndrome and ST elevation myocardial infarction. The American Heart Association recognizes the importance of healthcare services provided to people living in rural areas by rural hospitals that play a vital role in initiatives of timely, evidence-based care. For that reason, all rural hospitals participating in Get With the Guidelines, CAD, are eligible to receive award recognition based on a unique methodology focused on suspected non-ST elevation acute coronary syndrome and or ST elevation myocardial infarction performance metrics. Today's winner of $100 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Sharon Derrickson of Richland Center on ticket number 240. WRCO News Time is 5:16. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Save extra now during the half-price sale of Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center and Viroqua. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal value or less for half price.
Yes, you heard it. Half price.
Special orders and layaways not included. The half-price sale in Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, Richland Center and Viroqua. But hurry, this fantastic sale ends this Sunday.
Choose Mr. G.
Today is Friday, January 5th. Avis M. Spencer, 73, of Richland Center, died December 20th. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow from 11 to 3 at Turbo's in Hub City. A private family burial will be held in the Rockbridge Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Avis M. Spencer, 73, of Richland Center. John A. Woolley, 101, of Richland Center, formerly of Stoddard and Viroqua, died December 20th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 1 at the Woodbrook Community Center in Lakeland, Florida, with speakers Jerry Sledge and the Woodbrook Veterans. In lieu of flowers, contributions may be made to St. Jude Children's Hospital, A Grace Hospice, or Schmidt Woodland Hills. John A. Woolley, 101, of Richland Center, formerly of Stoddard and Viroqua. Janet M. Davis, 86, of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. No formal funeral services will be held. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family. Janet M. Davis, 86, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Irma Valerio Giraldo and Efrain Carbajal Ramirez had a son, Ivan.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th. From 5 p.m. to midnight, we'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. How about we talk some snow? After a sunny day today, we got pretty lucky compared to the rest of the state that was stuck under mostly cloudy skies. And lucky for us, high temperatures soared to the upper 30s. Now tonight, we must face reality. Yeah, clouds building in as a system swipes to the north. So if you're headed out of town and headed to the Northwoods, they are expecting to get 1 to 3 inches. However, for us, we stay dry and cloudy, maybe even a few pockets of sunshine tomorrow afternoon, and a few small shots of some scattered snow showers pushing in late tomorrow. Of course, after our high temperatures climb back above freezing into the mid-30s. So as we crash Saturday night into the upper 20s, that light snow chance is possible, and really only puts down a trace. A few flurries could be flying early on Sunday, especially if you're headed to the frozen tundra for the Packers taking on the Bears at Lambeau Field. Otherwise, if you're staying put, we might see some partly sunny skies by the afternoon as highs climb to the mid-30s. But the winds are going to start to whip out of the west as the next system starts to build. That's the one that we've been talking about. What track is it going to take? It just keeps wobbling and wobbling. And it's wobbling itself further to the south, and currently on track to target central Illinois. But this doesn't mean that we don't have any snow chances. Still getting scraped by that storm system, bringing light snow by Monday night. And of course, that snow chance continues into Tuesday, and even into Wednesday as well. But it looks like a slow accumulator of potentially 2 to 5 inches. Some spots could see locally higher amounts, as winds whip off of Lake Michigan, and could create some lake effect snow bands. Things calm down Tuesday night and Wednesday morning as well, but temperatures drop colder. A cold spell, yeah, which could start to freeze some of that open water. Welcome to an active winter weather pattern. Finally, we needed it. After a summer drought, a snow drought is no fun either. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 33 degrees after a daytime high of 37 and a morning low of 19. Yesterday's high was 31, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2012 is 54 degrees, and a record low of 30 below was set back in 1999. Last year's high was 34 with a low of 29. Sunset took place tonight at 4:40, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:34. Winds are calm, the barometric pressure is 30.01, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 33 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
It's the week after Christmas, and all through the town, all the presents were opened and none wore a frown. The kids were all happy with their new clothes and toys. There were smiles on the faces of every girl and boy. While everyone looked at each other with glee, the real reason for Christmas was nowhere to be seen. We celebrate this season not for Santa and elves, but because God came to save us in spite of ourselves. So as we begin this happy new year, I'm praying that the Christ child will make your heart cheer. Accept Christ's love and forgiveness today, and your life will be new in every way. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Behold, the old ways are gone and the new ways have begun. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks. Happy New Year.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Here is Phil Nee with a look at tonight's area high school sports schedule.
Area action in girls basketball tonight. Seneca is at Ithaca, North Crawford at Kickapoo, Lafarge at DeSoto, Nacita is at Bangor, Cashton at Wanewoc Center, Brookwood at Hillsboro, and New Lisbon at Royal. Arcadia is playing at Viroqua and Baraboo at Stoughton. New Glarus travels to Wisconsin Heights. In boys basketball, Schulzburg at Belmont, River Ridge at Benton, Wautoma at Wisconsin Dells. Mauston travels to Adams Friendship. It's Wanewoc Center playing at North Crawford. In the SWAL, Boscobel at Riverdale, Cuba City at Iowa Grant, Darlington visits Southwestern, and Fenimore at Mineral Point. And in the Southwest Conference, Lancaster at Dodgeville, Platteville at Prairie du Chien, and River Valley is at Richland Center. The Hornets are coached by Brian Pulse.
It's always the best part of the seasons, those Friday night home games in the conference. You got the band. You got a big crowd, so we're looking forward to having a really fun night.
River Valley coach Luke Thatcher likes playing Richland Center.
What sticks out to me right away is their size. I think they just occupy a ton of space. They're a physical team. I think, again, I always say this to you, but I think it's going to be a really good matchup, a tough matchup for us.
The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins at 7:15 tonight. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
The numbers show the performance of Packers quarterback Jordan Love over the last 7 weeks has been just as good as you think. No NFL quarterback has done better. Love has connected on more than 68% of his passes for 1,834 yards, 16 touchdowns, and only one interception. Rookie wide receiver Jaden Reed has caught a lot of those passes. He broke the franchise rookie record for receptions against the Vikings and has caught 60 balls for 681 yards and 8 scores. Two former Badgers have been named to the NFL Pro Bowl rosters. Wisconsin is one of 17 college football programs to have multiple former players honored. Pittsburgh linebacker T.J. Watt and Miami fullback Alec Ingold were selected. At least one former Badger has been on those Pro Bowl rosters for each of the last 17 years. Watt is on track to be named the NFL Defensive Player of the Year. He is tied for the league lead with 17 sacks. Ingold is a fifth-year pro. He has also been nominated for a second time to be the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year. Former San Diego Padres catcher Austin Nola has agreed to a minor league contract with the Milwaukee Brewers that includes an invitation to major league spring training. The 34-year-old batted 146 with a .260 on-base percentage, one homer, and 8 RBIs in 52 games with the Padres last season. He has a career batting average of .249 with a .326 on-base percentage, 24 homers, and 136 RBIs in 345 games with the Seattle Mariners from 2019 through 2020 and the Padres from 2020 through 2023. And the Milwaukee Brewers front office has been busy this offseason. General manager Matt Arnold and his assistants have completed 7 trades over the last 2 months. Mark Canha, Adrian Hauser, and Tyrone Taylor have moved on. One of the most promising players Milwaukee has obtained in a trade comes from the Los Angeles Dodgers. Brian Hudson made his first Major League Baseball appearance last season when he threw 8 2/3 innings. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including residential and commercial snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes for happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2024. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 608-475-3973.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933 with offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg. For your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Hogs were higher Friday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For 45 years, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leveraged decades of knowledge from their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on speculative and technical selling. Beans saw another round of losses connected to forecasts for more rain in Brazil. Export sales hit a marketing year low at the overall pace behind last year. March beans are down 11 and a quarter at 1256 and a quarter. May was 12 and a quarter lower at 1264 and a quarter. March bean meal was down $6.80 at $3.69.40. March soybean oil was 53 points lower at $47.63. Corn was down, watching those rain forecasts for Brazil and the generally good conditions in Argentina. Corn export sales are marketing year low, but that pace is ahead of a year ago. March corn was 5¾ lower at $4.60¾. May was down 5¾ at $4.73¼. Chicago and Kansas City wheat were up. Minneapolis was mixed. Contracts remain oversold, but the dollar was up after some early losses, which does limit the competitiveness of U.S. wheat on the export market. There are chances of winter kill in the Black Sea region and the U.S. Plains. March Chicago was up 2.5 at 6.16. March Kansas City was 2¼ higher at 6.28. March Minneapolis wheat on Friday was 0.75 cents higher at 7.12 a bushel. Live and feeder cattle were lower on technical selling, unable to follow through on the early gains, waiting for the rest of the week's direct business. February live was down 55 at 170.57. April was 90 lower at 173.40. March feeder cattle were down $1.50 at 224.15, and April was 150 lower at 229.77. Hogs were up on the recent mostly higher trend in pork, firm at midday on Friday. February lean was 95 cents higher at $70, and April lean was up $1.42 at 76.37. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
They run errands and equipment. They bring parts and dinner. They drive the combine and the kids to school. They feed livestock. They fix skinned knees, broken fences. They do the books and lead the 4-H group. They simply make everything better. John Deere celebrates the strength and resilience of the women that make farms run. They make all the difference.
Direct cash cattle trade activity picked up some as the day progressed Friday. There were several days throughout the week with light business. Dress deals in the north were mostly $275, with a few marked at $278. Business was $2 to $5 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. There were a handful of live deals reported in Nebraska Friday at $173 to $173.50, slightly lower than the week's previous business. Box beef closed higher, choice up $1.26 at $277.16. Select was 71 cents higher at $259.53. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head. Cash hogs closed lower. Bears and gilt at the National Daily Direct down 75 cents with a weighted average of $44.56. The Iowa Minnesota was 64 cents lower with a weighted average of $44.96. And the Western Corn Belt down 44 cents with a weighted average of $43.59. Pork values closed 30 cents lower at $84.20. And estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. An insurance specialist says farmers should consider economic conditions when making their crop insurance decisions for 2024. Nellie Urban is with Farm Credit Services of America.
Simply renewing the same coverage on your policy that you have had year to year isn't going to give you the necessary coverage you may need.
More news is coming up next on Brownfield.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
An ag economist says farmers should focus less on price levels when it comes to risk management. Jim Mintert is director of Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture.
The lesson of the last couple of years and in longer term has been to pay attention to margins.
A pork producer says while he would like to expand, there are several factors causing him to wait. Tim Krudoff farms about 2,700 acres of row crops and finishes 25,000 market hogs annually with his family in western Michigan.
With the prices being not necessarily friendly, it's kind of controlled growth. Plus the other thing that's controlling growth is cost, inflation cost, interest cost.
Poultry farmers from Missouri and Arkansas are suing Tyson Foods to recoup financial losses due to the closure of a poultry processing facility in southeastern Missouri last year. More on these stories by visiting brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Running the whole farm. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with John Deere. Illinois farmer Chris Gould uses John Deere equipment and says Operations Center helps him monitor machine performance, yield maps, and much more. He tells Brownfield he can see where trucks are during harvest, check on tillage progress when others are working ground, and set fertilizer rates. More after this.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter. and unlock your operation.
They run errands and equipment. They bring parts and dinner. They drive the combine and the kids to school. They feed livestock. They fix skinned knees, broken fences. They do the books and lead the 4-H group. They simply make everything better. John Deere celebrates the strength and resilience of the women that make farms run. They make all the difference.
Chris Gould farms near Maple Park in northern Illinois and says he uses John Deere's Operations Center a lot.
The map to see where the equipment is and what it's up to, especially trucks. We have a system from Razor Technology that is integrated with John Deere Ops. So we have the GPS units in the trucks that show me where the trucks are, which is a great feature during harvest, particularly. We also can use the mapping function to monitor how anything's going in the field, whether it's harvest or tillage or whatever. I find that very useful as far as just kind of keeping an eye on things. How are the combines running? How is tillage going? Especially when I'm not personally involved in that operation. It gives me a certain amount of peace of mind to know that things are still moving along, even when I'm not there.
He tells Brownfield he also uses the Operations Center flag feature.
We generate the flags in the cabs, generally, but we use the linear feature to mark tile lines. So in this case, we can see where we've installed some tile to try to cover some wet spots. And I think almost without exception, everyone thinks they'll always remember where the tile is, but turns out you don't. So when it's time to go fix one or tie in some new tile, it's going to be really nice to know where that tile is. So that's another feature we use.
After harvest, Gould says he collects all the scale tickets to post-calibrate the yield map.
I typically use my desktop, and then that becomes the basis for future decision-making. And actually, more accurately, a composite yield map, maybe of the last 3 corn crops, is the basis for future decision-making. Whether that's, you know, seeding rates, fertilizer rates, all based on yield goals, which again are all based on the last few harvests and associated yield maps.
And he says productivity has never been better.
You know, we for sure did more in a week than my dad would do an entire year just 20 years ago. And that's, of course, bigger equipment, but it's also the equipment running properly, having trucks when you need them. Part of that's knowing where they are, where they need to go next. It all fits together. Everything has to go right. And these are just a few more tools to help things go right.
Visit your local John Deere dealer to learn more or go to Deere.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with John Deere.
Virtual meetings, getting the kids ready for school, and off to after-school practice, life keeps us busy. But it's important to find time for the moments that really matter. That's why Gunderson Basketball Area Hospital and Clinics is offering expanded local and virtual care options, so you'll do a little less waiting and a little more playing. A little less driving and a little more living.
The movie's about to start.
Gunderson Basketball, we're bringing love plus medicine to you.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Just in time for the holidays, the Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. printed by Hoenig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars. They're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
100.9 WRCO. I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good, girl. You're an angel, you're a keeper, the kind of thing that you gotta lock down. I'm loving, just living, every minute since you came around. I was lost in the neon lights till the day that you called me yours. They say when you know, and I know one thing for sure. I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you, can't imagine life without you. I could take you home to mama, take you to the church right down the street. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so. From now, gonna still be you and me, watching that sun going down. I still be stealing your kisses, I still be holding your hand, I still look at you and I pinch myself. Good Lord, I'm a lucky man. I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you, can't imagine life without you. I could take you home to mama, take you to the church right down the street. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good, girl. Oh, so good, baby. I was lost in the neon lights till the day that you called me yours. They say when you know, and I know one thing's for sure. I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you, can't imagine life without you. I could take you home to mama, take you to the church right down the street. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so.
I would've won this tug of war, but these days anymore, I'm loving not leaving. So far so good, no foot on the gas, ain't running from trying to make something last. I'm thinking not so fast, I'm loving not leaving. I'm hanging in, I'm holding on. Let it fly. Must have found something I 'Cause I'm loving, not leaving. I used to crave that big sky under my wings. Grass everywhere else was a little more green. Never thought I'd lean towards loving, not leaving. Yeah, I'm hanging in, I'm holding. Second cup, back porch, coffee, sun on the rise. I see it in her eyes. I'm loving, not leaving. Yeah, I'm loving, not leaving. I'm loving, not leaving.
I'm a little rose, your style. Look, so fine, so sweet, so kind, like strawberry wine. So come on over here and let me talk to you. I wanna get to know that smile. We can sit, we can talk, we can dance, we can walk for a while. Y'all, I got my hands up, singing along to my favorite country songs. Slipping left, right in the neon light. Girl, I'm really feeling your high. Wrapped around your little finger so tight. You got this, got that, bartender man, hold me back. Yeah, you're just my type. Hey girl, how about we go on over and get a drink? They got beer, got rum, got tequila, if that's your thing. Whatever you say, the way you in time, baby, feels so right. Y'all, I got my hands up, singing along to my favorite country songs. Stepping left, right in the neon light. Girl, I'm really feeling your high. You know you got me wrapped around your little finger so tight. You got this, got that, bartender man, hold me back. Yeah, you're just my boots. Yeah, you got your cowgirl half blonde curls. You know that we should hop in the truck, get tangled up, maybe go drive around. We go slow, go fast, we can do whatever, baby, I'm down. Y'all, I got my hands up, singing along to my favorite country song.